You know, here in Michigan, we're so blessed to have so many different kinds of fish to go after. I mean, the walleye that I love so much, Great Lakes salmon and trout, bass, inland bass, Great Lakes bass, river trout, perch, pike. But there's one fish that I think is really quite special. The muskie, the muskellunge, the muskie. You know, they call the muskie the fish of 10,000 casts. I'm not sure that I have the patience to cast 10,000 times before I see a muskie. And I don't necessarily mean catch a muskie, I just mean see one. Some of these places we're casting for muskies, like Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, these guys will go out and cast and cast and cast and cast and cast all day long. And if they get a follow, it's a good day. I would much rather go down to Lake St. Clair, right here in Michigan. One of the premier muskie fisheries in the country. If not the best muskie fishery in the country, certainly top three. Nobody knows that fishery better than Don Miller. Don of Motor City Muskies, Miller Sport Fishing Charters goes by both names. His season last year, his 2007 muskie season, 256 muskies caught and released. 31 master anglers. And the largest fish he caught last year was 53 inches, 36 pounds. This guy knows how to catch muskies. This guy can catch muskies in his sleep. And he's just getting ready to kick off the 2008 Lake St. Clair muskie trolling season. And I thought it would be a good time to get him on the Outdoor Magazine phone line this weekend. Don, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing good, Mike. Getting ready to get started right here on the fishing.
Oh, it's that time of year, isn't it? Now, are you getting started a little bit late because of the cold spring, or is this normally when you start, Don?
Well, the season opens the first Saturday in June, so we're in time. It's just the weather, you're right. I mean, when it's 86 one day and 56 the next, that doesn't do too much for fishing, you know?
That season doesn't open the last Saturday in April when walleye and pike season opens?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They give the Great Lakes muskies all the time that they can to spawn out because they're all natives down there. There's no plants.
No plants at all, huh?
No.
The Great Lakes muskie that you have there in Lake St. Clair, it's really it's a special breed. It's a pretty cool fish, isn't it?
Right. I think so.
Well, you spent 25 years chasing them. You must love them.
Yeah, well, 25 some, and then some, you know. But we'll give 25 on the book. I don't want to give away how old I really am getting, but... But it's every bit of that, yeah.
The what makes your lake so special, Don?
Well, it's a basin. It's a big bowl with the average depth being 15 feet. I think when you talk about muskies, Mike, though, you have to actually consider them to be a river-orientated fish. I mean, if we were to talk about other great musky bodies of water in the North American continent, without discounting the chain of lakes over by Illinois and Eagle Lake in Ontario and places like that, you have to include the Ottawa River, the Niagara River, the St. Lawrence Seaway, and Lake St. Clair, which is nothing more than a wide spot between two rivers, which up at the north end of the lake is the St. Clair River, and down at the lower end of it is the Detroit River for connecting bodies of water between Lake Huron and Lake Erie.
Is there enough current in Lake St. Clair that the fish behave like river fish, Don?
I think so. Yeah, there's a flush through that lake. The lake encompasses close to about 260,000 acres of water, roughly. And there's about, on an average, about a five-day flush through that lake from the St. Clair River down through the Detroit River. So it's got a pretty good current to it. It's not a strong enough undertow to where you can't swim in it, but it does have a current.
Last time I was down, well, I've seen varied conditions. I've seen Lake St. Clair crystal clear like tap water, and I've seen it with a little bit of color. What's it looking like this year so far?
Right now it's got a little bit of color to it.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Actually, I prefer to color water. I mean, when the water gets real, real clear, it makes it a little bit tough because we're talking about a fish that probably relies on its survivor skills. It's got sight and lateral perception, but probably 80% of its survival is based on sight. So when the water's a little bit more murkier, a little bit more color to it, is when you can probably fool a bigger fish a lot easier.
Don, I want to talk with you a lot about how to fool these bigger fish and how you go after them. We got to take a break here. But first, give me your website, would you?
It's www.millers-sportfishing.com.
www.millers-sportfishing.com. We'll put a link to there from outdoormagazine.tv. You booking charters right now? Do you have openings this summer, Don?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got openings.
We'll talk more about that with Don Miller of Motor City Muskies. Miller Sport Fishing Charters. He runs Lake St. Clair down by Detroit all summer long. The guy is as good as they come. We'll take a break. Lots more coming up.